As it continues here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you're traveling, oh, be careful. Winter weather, no joke. The weathermen might have got it right this time. Looking at a map just before we jumped on, the storm seems to be getting worse. And you know what that means. Possible downed trees and power outages. Let's hope not. But snow, 8 inches in Buffalo and other parts of New York and Pennsylvania, up and down the eastern seaboard, really most of the East Coast, a complete mess. It's that storm system that came from California that made way toward Florida. New England has snow and there's sleet falling in Pennsylvania and New York. So it's not going away anytime soon. One of the biggest days for travel is Wednesday, whether it's by train, whether it's in a car, or if you're in the air somewhere. The airports are jammed and so are the roads, so make sure you give yourself as much time as possible. Because we're talking about these drenching rains, when you can't see, it's going to slow things down, and it's going to slow planes down, too. In Philly or Boston or New York, when you get wind, really bad wind, it's a delay. They're not putting the planes up. And add possibility of sleet, forget about it. So make sure you check the boards. There have been reports of a couple of deaths, most of them because of crashes with ice and whatnot, unfortunately. They're also talking about, because of this weather, there is a chance you won't get to see Pikachu or SpongeBob SquarePants or whatever other balloon they had in store for you at the Macy's Day festivities, because they were supposed to have 50 balloons. And a spectator was injured in 1997, so they have a certain amount of wind where it's too far over the line and they won't do it. So there is the possibility that wind will ground the balloons and they'll just have the regular acts and, you know, whatever else they have. 50 million people actually tune in, they predict, to the Macy's Day Parade to see at least some parts of it across the country. And then in person, 3 million or so people will be involved in some aspect of it, either just completely watching it or maybe they're even involved in the parade. Because remember, you have, what's really cool is you have marching bands from all over the country. And colleges and high schools and whatnot. I actually have a friend, Larry Martin's daughter, is one of the lucky kids that's going to be doing the band thing in the parade. And I think that'd be pretty cool because you go there with the practice and everything else. You're there for a week running around and practicing, having a little time in between to go and see the sights, and the city is just crawling with extra people. So it's a grim, grim forecast for a very big holiday travel day, and it's all about your patience. That's what it is. It's all about the patience to withstand the weather and whatever nonsense that it brings, because that's what happens. You know, you just want to get to where you're going, and you want to be off of the planes or the roads or whatever it is. You don't want to be traveling where you're stuck somewhere. All right, speaking of being stuck, the Obamacare problems now are taking on a life of their own. When we talk about the biggest turkeys of 2013, people connected to the healthcare rollout would all make the list. The president himself, Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services secretary, and, you know, a cast of others, the company that was contracted to do the website, the rollout, and how they handled it, and navigators, the people who hired the navigators. And I mean, the list is just so crazy long. So anybody connected to it, get covered, get ready, get help. You know, they say, get ready to get covered. I think it's kind of, you have another line in there. Just pray it works out. And now what's evident is CNN Ork did a poll, and there's actually been a 10-point swing. Before, the Democrats had a 10-point lead in where they were headed for the midterm elections. And now that has swung. Actually, the gap is 49 Republican, 47 Democrats. So that's pretty tight, meaning those being reelected or those running. I think it's going to come down to the wire for the midterms. So I think it's going to be one of the biggest, I believe, tug of wars in midterm elections when you have no presidential run in the middle of it, where we're talking exactly what it is, midterms. And some of those seats may switch, especially if the problems for affordable care continue, because just the frustration level is through the roof. And the president knows that. Certainly it's been described by people who cover the White House, but I've heard from other people involved in politics that there's no doubt he certainly realizes the repercussions of it, because when you're president, whatever party, Republican or Democrat, people expect to be able to ride on your coattails, and if the coattails are gone, that doesn't help, especially when you're in your second term. So being in the middle of the second term and this being the signature law for this president, it doesn't bode well at all. Who would make your list of turkeys? If you had to give me three names or three particular things, what would be on the turkey list? Who would be on the turkey list? And I have a couple of people that would be on the list. I already named all the people connected to the lame rollout of healthcare.gov, because if anything, that just should have been smooth, and that's it. I mean, it just, if, depending on where you are with health insurance, it doesn't matter. At least the rollout of the website should have been anyway. I think there are certainly a list of other people we could put on the turkey list, and it includes a lot of politicians, let's face it. That's why the ratings are so low, the approval ratings, not even double digits for Congress. And depending on the poll you look at, somewhere in the 30s, even 32 for the president. So on my list, entertainment-wise, there's some obvious ones. And politics-wise, as I said, John Boehner, I'd put him on the list for the way he handled the whole government shutdown. He was weak and he was back and forth and then full throttle. He just needed to make up his mind and be in the middle of it right then and there. And I think the concern was over losing the gavel, not being the speaker any longer. The president and Kathleen Sebelius, they make the list. The health care rollout, you know, absolutely without a doubt. Anthony Weiner makes the list. Why run for mayor of one of our biggest cities, our biggest city, after you already had that sexting debacle that knocked you out of Congress a couple of years prior, and then you're embroiled in the same thing. So knowing you had an addiction, why even run? Who makes your turkey list? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Plus, don't forget, the bottom of the hour for the last two segments, nail the score.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit karma, stand up style. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home.
The uranium set in this process has really done something interesting. It has united a number of the Arab countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, and other Arab countries that are scared to death of Iran too. We find them unified with Israel. Right to enrich means that they are saying we want to continue to develop this fissionable material for peaceful reasons. Well, we can have no confidence whatsoever in that since they cheated and lied for the last 20 years. They have lied, they have cheated, they have deceived for years and years.
Senator John McCain throwing in his two cents on why this Iran deal stinks, that it's not really good, that this idea of negotiating, while seemingly seems like the course of action, can you really trust Rouhani and this new regime to do what they're supposed to do, and that is not develop that nuclear material, not enrich it? And there's a fine line between using it for power and enriching it for nuclear weapons. So Geneva was all about that, and McCain isn't alone on it. This is, again, mostly a Democrat-Republican thing. The Republicans aren't on board with it. Israel goes nuts over the whole idea because Benjamin Netanyahu said, you have to be kidding me. You have to think of what Israel's been through and their concern about the location of Iran. And then you do have to think of past histories with Ahmadinejad, who's out, and now there's this supposedly more moderate, friendlier leader now. But does it mean you can trust what Iran is saying? They had crippling sanctions that finally were starting to affect them, where there was freezing of money assets over oil. And also there were other things that were tied to the economy that were making it pretty tough, especially with the high unemployment. So sanctions were finally working on Iran. And Rouhani had to do something. So conversation starts at the UN and then flows into Geneva. Now there's this interim deal, and is it really the right deal to make, and will it bear fruit? Rouhani says it's a joke and ridiculous, and that it's histrionics as far as what Iran was trying to do, and history will show itself to the point that that was not at all what was happening there, and it's almost laughable. And like I said, you have Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu saying the office of the prime minister that he can't believe it, that it's a blunder of epic proportions. And this is one of those, we'll see what happens in this, you know, 6-month window. Is more going to happen with inspectors? And can we really trust the deal? I think there were a couple of blunders along the way. I would put that on my Turkey list. Why the Secretary of State, John Kerry, did insist on the release of the businessman who's disappeared, and they think they know where he is, but then again, do they know where he is? He's been missing for a while. He's a former FBI guy. And, of course, the other person that could easily have been released was the pastor who was sentenced to 8 years, and there's already been discussion about him. The president already had some discussions. Why that wasn't included as part of this, I don't know, because I would think it would be natural to put that out there to say, okay, we would really like to see this happen in good faith because we're going to lift those sanctions, boom, right away. So you got to give us something back, tangible, and there's something tangible right away. And you could argue other countries are involved, and so they might not want that tied to it, and that this is you have to tread gingerly in this situation, but I think it was a missed opportunity. Don't miss your opportunity before the holidays to try to nail the score. Our computer will randomly pick the game of the week coming up in our next segment and for two segments. So you could clear out our America Tonight prize closet if you're lucky. Keep the numbers handy, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or americatonight.net. And also, politically speaking, who would make my turkey list? This is almost a layup, too, almost like Anthony Weiner. But Kwame Kilpatrick, the former mayor of Detroit, being sentenced in October to 28 years in prison for corruption. I mean, the scandals that happened when he was in office are just ridiculous. Talk about power gone amok in a city that could have used a leg up instead of someone trying to plunder it. The defense argued that federal prosecutors were overreaching when they recommended the amount of years. But I love this. The judge handed down every minute of it. The crime was large. The crime was abusive. And Kilpatrick might have said he was remorseful, but he didn't admit he was guilty. So all of the suits, the demeanor, the swagger that earned him the nickname of the hip-hop mayor, is now in prison clothes. Prison clothes for doing what? Spending $800,000 more than he earned. His city credit card was billed for trips to Vegas. He bought concert tickets, football tickets, $850 steak dinners. Wow. Leased 2 Lincoln Navigators for his wife with public money. You name it, he was doing it. And it's interesting because He would say, managing a city with no money is hard every single day. I can't stand here and say I didn't work my butt off. I did every single day. Yeah, whatever. The things that they found with him, a city that desperately needed some good leadership, instead got a mayor who was pickpocketing them and making it worse, self-serving, dealing, creepy. I mean, he got his with the 28-year sentence, but he would be one of the biggest turkeys from this past year, from 2013, because we're almost at the end of the year. Do you believe it? We had a turkey running around somewhere in the studio, too. We had turkeys with a... I'm not good at the gobbling. This is kind of a loud turkey, since turkeys come from Minnesota. You know, entertainment-wise, I don't pay enough attention to the pop culture thing, but the Miley Cyrus nonsense, I mean, you could say she's just doing what a Madonna did or anyone before her, because that's part of the whole fame game, is being a little outrageous or cutting edge. But some of the craziness with the, even though it was a stunt thing, the tweaking thing and the wrecking ball, it's like, can we have some just flat-out good performers that aren't using gimmicks? I mean, she's over the top with the gimmicks, but like I said, you know, Gaga and all the other people before did the same thing, and it does sell, and it's probably what appeals to millennials, I suppose, the more outrageous, and maybe that's part of the reason why, but I guess I would put her on my turkey list, most likely, for ridiculousness. You know, I like individuals and the individuality, so thumbs up in one category, but in another, you know, she sort of debased herself because she was just a little bit that much over the top. And then Lara Logan, who seemed to be such a great reporter for 60 Minutes, and now she's on leave. The crazy Benghazi attack incident, boy, that does nobody any favors when she's got somebody who's exaggerating what happened, and Dylan Davies, a security guard working for a British contractor, is a big part of the story that she did on 60 Minutes. He told her in her report that he violated his employer's orders to stay away from the compound and fought off somebody at the facility. He claimed he saw the body of the ambassador at a local hospital. And, of course, Stevens was one of the four Americans who died in the attack. And they discredited what he said. He told his employer and the FBI that he hadn't been near the scene. So they aired the story and made it more fantastic. And, of course, it was nonsense. And she had to come back and apologize for that. And 60 Minutes definitely doesn't want to lose its credibility. So I would say they were turkeys for not vetting that story better. They should have had a better source, and they should have looked at him a little bit closer. Nail the Score coming up next.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What game will it be? Perhaps one of the three Thanksgiving Day games or some of the Sunday affair. This time, Matt Johnson gets to play along. He's got the computer ready to roll. Matt, let her rip. Oh, sweet! This is perfect. Packers and the Lions. Oh, I hope you're awake, America, and shame on you if you don't call into this show with your guess for Nail the Score. It's so easy. Is it the Packers? Is it the Lions? And what is the final score going to be? The Packers are 5-5. The Lions are 6-5. Matty Stafford. Can he do it? Add more to the wild touchdown totals. He's got 24 and over 3,400 yards. Detroit is favored by 6. I say Detroit takes this one. And I think it's not even going to be as close as some would say. I'm going with Detroit 27-17. So Detroit D steps up big. The Packers are kind of trashing Detroit in private a little bit, supposedly. So I'm going to say the Lions roar and the Packers fizzle. Matt, what do you think happens in this game?
I think there's going to be a whole lot of offense and no defense. Lions 38 and Matt Flynn and the Packers. He made all of his money off of one game against the Lions about 2 years ago, I think he's going to put up some points. It's going to be Lions 38, Packers 34.
Ooh, so high scoring, but Detroit wins it, and it is close. No defense. No defense in this game. And I say the opposite. I think that there'll be a little bit of defense, but it's not going to be what people think it's going to be, because Matt's prediction is probably more what you would think. Aaron Rodgers for 3 weeks in the NFC North, boom, suddenly has changed. It's up for grabs, and that's made a big difference. And you heard him mention Matt Flynn. So the Packers, 5-5-1, they are 0-3-1 since Rodgers got hurt, for stats' sake. Flynn playing his first game with the Packers since backing up Rodgers from 2008 to 2011. Actually, went 21-36 for 218 yards and a touchdown. You know, but you just got to think that I think Detroit, which has Detroit's lost consecutive games for the first time this year, I think they're coming out hungry. And they lost to Pittsburgh. They lost to Tampa Bay. I'm thinking now you got this Green Bay team that's been winless in four straight for the first time since a five-game losing streak. Stat-wise, you might as well throw it out here since 2008, but we know the reasons partially for that. So Stafford, who may have a problem with accuracy this time around. I was listening to one of the pregame shows last week, and they were talking about that. I'm still going to give it to them. I'm still going to say the Lions, and, you know, we'll see ultimately what happens there. All right, so if you want a chance at the loot, you got to call us or send me your guess. You can only do it till the top of the hour, and that's americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Who wins this, Packers or the Lions, and what do you think the final score is going to be? Is it going to be a blowout? Is it going to be close? What does it look like? The predicting thing is tough. It seems like it would be easy, and we've had two winners in 4 years, so that bodes well that somebody will all of a sudden come up with it. That's what happened last time. It seemed like we're getting close and nobody nailed the score, but I have a good feeling about this. I think someone will. So light them up. Don't hesitate. We want to celebrate. 855-266-5283. Pete in Texas. He's our first victim. He may be our first winner. Hey, Pete.
Is this the pole princess?
It is the pole princess.
The Swagmaster speaks.
I like Swagmaster. It's hilarious. It's funny.
Hey, I'm trying to die here. I got a cold. Where did you say they were playing?
They're playing in Detroit.
Oh, hell. Yeah, Detroit. Yeah, they're going to take to them. Is that a covered field?
It is a covered field.
Throws another little kink in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It does.
Yeah. I think I want to go with Green Bay then.
Ooh, Green Bay!
Just for fun. Yeah.
Okay. What's the final score?
My usual number is 28-19.
I like that, sticking with the usual number. That's like lottery numbers, 28-19.
Yeah.
All right, you got it, Peter. So, and you are you watching like football the whole time?
Okay, yeah.
The whole day?
Got a cold. I guess I will now.
Good thing to do is sit by the fire and watch the games. All right, we got you locked and loaded.
Later.
Thanks, Pete. All right, I'm choking on that. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Rick, what do you think?
Oh, okay.
Hello.
The Lions always wins on Turkey Day. They go to Detroit. 27.
You say
17.
Wait, what do you say? You're going with Detroit 17-7?
No. Detroit 27.
Mm-hmm.
Packers 17.
Oh, that's my guess. I can give it to you, though. You're allowed to take my guess, so you can take my guess.
Oh, oh my gosh. You're thinking alike?
We're thinking alike. Nah. We have the same exact guess.
Maybe there is.
We have this.
Maybe there is. The answer is scary. Maybe there is hope for you after all.
Oh, you're so funny, Rick. Hey, good luck with that. I love that you have the same guess as me, and now you own that guess. So just maybe Detroit wins 27-17. Hmm. All right, it's Turkey Day. It's fun. It's awesome to sit and watch the games. You know, 12:30 kick. Then you have the afternoon game, which is the Raiders and the Cowboys. That's 4:30, and then they added that third game for the last couple of years, and that's the Steelers and the Ravens. And I already said I like Detroit to take this. This will be an interesting week, week 13 in the NFL, because there still are some crazy divisions, like the NFC East. You know, the NFC East is brutal. The Eagles and the Cowboys are now tied. The Eagles are taking on the Cardinals, and the Cowboys are playing, obviously, on Thursday, as I just mentioned. And who wants it the most? Because it seems like they're battling it out. Whatever happened to Washington at 3-8 and the Giants 4-7, and they're playing in a who-cares game that before the season you might have thought would be a great game with Eli Manning and RG3 coming back, and how would he be? But, eh. You know, New York is favored by one, and watching the Redskins play last week, I was bored. And the same with the Giants. I mean, the Giants, they've bounced back somewhat, but it's they're not coming back in the East. So these two teams, I think the game on Sunday night, which I love the Sunday night game, has all the earmarkings of being the worst game that they've had, because they've been lucky. They've had some pretty interesting games. Well, the game that we're trying to nail the score with, and remember, you can send us your guess at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We've already got a couple of those in. I'll make sure that we get to those. Don't worry, because there's always a fear that I'm not going to get to them for some reason, but I will. Or you can call us at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. What do you think the final score is going to be? Rick and I obviously both said 27-17. Matt went for a bigger score, 38-34. And it's random, let's face it, because if you watch the NFL this season, you know, you could have a game where you're stunned and it looks more like a baseball score, or it turns into a blowout that you weren't expecting. I mean, it feels like I've been saying this all season, but some of what normally would seem so predictable is, geez, anything but in the NFL now. And does that mean that it's parity, injuries? What, you know, what is it? What's the great equalizer? And I think it comes down to a few things, and it's the same thing with parity, and there's not that necessarily the dominant teams that we've seen in the past. I think that's part of it. One quick note, O.J. Simpson, former great football player, turned into catastrophic life, you know, with what's happened with O.J. Simpson. So now he faces, they say, at least 4 more years in prison. A judge rejected his bid to try to have a new trial in Vegas on armed robbery and kidnapping. That was the conviction. They say that all of his grounds in the petition that he filed lacked merit, and so they're denied. Simpson's lawyer said she spoke with him from the prison. He was disappointed, but he's going to still appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. His defense team said that his original lawyers botched the case, and that's why he should be released. It should be overturned. So losing the appeal to the state's highest court, now he goes even higher than that, saying that he didn't have effective counsel. He won't get out of prison if he survives it until he's in his 70s. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Job, Matt, on that one. Who doesn't need a little vacation? Your vacation might start on Thursday, and it might start with football. Lions and the Packers. Who wins, the Lions or the Packers? And what do you think the final score is going to be? This is our fun holiday Thanksgiving at Nail the Score. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Sharon B., big shout out to you. She sent us, emailed us a guest from Portland, Maine. She says, Lions over Packers 31-28. I'm with you on this one. So Sharon also thinks high scoring, like Matt, but also close. And says the Lions. I think the Lions, yeah, definitely. But, boy, my predicting. I'm in a pool where you just pick straight up, and I was doing really good. I was, like, in first place. Last week, I had four right. Five. I'm sorry. Five right out of the entire weekend. It was shocking. And a lot of them were last-minute scores that messed me up, and that's the way it's been. I would love to chart that and see how many games have ended that way. In fact, I'll try to do that for our next Nail the Score. But there have been so many. Let's say like in the last 2 minutes where it's flipped over. But that's football. That's why you used to get those cliches from coaches that would say, well, it takes the 60 minutes. It's all quarters combined of football and whatever. Because excuse me, because so many, oh, it's that winter weather. So many people would go out and think, well, so many of their players would go out and think that if they just got ahead, excuse me, and then as it got later in the game, they would be able to, so their defenses would be able to protect that lead, excuse me. But we're seeing that's not what's always happening. That's why those last couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think you saw it too in the Packer game, the Packer Viking game that ended in a tie. The Vikings had that game totally in control until they put Matt Flynn in, and then the Packers just started scoring all over the place. And the same thing in the Denver Patriots game where you had Denver at a 24-0 halftime lead, the biggest deficit Bill Belichick has ever had, and the Patriots come back and win.
Yeah, that's crazy. And so there was the notion of coasting, I guess, and that's, you just can't do that. And this is proof, just the two examples that Matt gave there. I'll say it again, because I know there's some people that want to get in. You can send us your guests at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or give us a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And the game is the Lions and the Packers. It's on Thursday. It's the first game of the three games on Thursday. And it's just simply a matter of who do you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. I've got a couple of other people who have emailed emailed us about the game. Here's one from Vinny Rooks, and Vinny says, Kate, I think without a doubt Detroit wins, although I agree with Matt. I think it's going to be a high-scoring thing, very little defense, and I think the final score is going to be 40-38, and it's going to be Detroit in the end. All right, here's another one from Gary, who says, Happy Thanksgiving. Detroit with the tradition, I'm going to go their way. They're hosting it. Final score, 24-21. 24-21. And let's see. Alan says, Happy Turkey Day. Man, I heard you talking about turkeys 2013. You could really open this up if you talk about the NFL. I'm going to say guess-wise, Detroit, and Detroit wins this. The score is 35-30. 35-30. All right, some people really think that we're talking about a higher scoring game, and maybe defense is not going to be there. I think it's kind of in the middle. That's why I said 27-17, because I think there's going to be some missed opportunities. But without a doubt, Detroit, I think Detroit wins this one. But I might have just jinxed it by saying that with the way that I'm going lately. So hopefully you won't be out there shopping, because believe it or not, there's people that are going to be shopping. They'll miss the night game for sure. And depending on when they do the turkey thing, they're out there. Forget Black Friday. Now let's shop right away on Thursday. I just saw a survey about the 10 top shopping cities in the U.S. I know you'll be stunned by this. New York City was number one. Chicago was two. San Francisco was three. Palm Beach, Florida, which that's kind of, I guess because they have a ton of money and nothing to do, is four. Newport Beach was 5. L.A. was 6. 7 was Vegas. Charleston, South Carolina. There's some good friends that live there. Was 8 on the list. Honolulu was 9. Oh, if you want to pay an arm and a leg. And Boston, 10. And I'm kind of surprised in a way. There's some other cities that I would have thought, Atlanta, I don't know, Dallas, I would have thought that they would have been somewhere on that list, but they didn't make the list. AmericaTonight.net, because you only have a few minutes left, AmericaTonight.net. If you want to nail the score, Lions and the Packers, or you can give us a quick call, but it would have to be quick, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Doing the nail the score thing. Week 13 in the NFL. They only have 17 weeks, so we're getting down to the nitty gritty. And you just pick a side and you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. We've got a couple more. Let's see. I'm trying to do this while we're on the air. Let's see, we've got one from Robin who says, I'm not great at this, but I feel like I want to take a guess. If I've been listening to you, I think Green Bay wins it, and I think the final score will be 32-28. All right, there you go. Kurt says, you need a big giant fly swatter when you're making these guesses. So I'm going to help you out. I think Green Bay wins it. I think the final score is 27-17. I'm going to take the opposite side of what you said with Detroit. Let's see, here's another one. Brandy, I am sending this for my boyfriend. He's going with Detroit and says the final score will be 40 to 21. Wow, 40 to 21. So that wouldn't, that'd be a bunch of points, but mostly on the other side, mostly on the other side of the game. And that's the first one, like I said, that's the first one that kicks. And then you have two others on Thursday. Then, of course, the regular Sunday fare all the way through the Monday game. There's one other game that could be interesting, although the Chiefs, with their last loss, I'm not so sure. And Broncos, the Broncos, of course, losing last week to New England the way they did. But both teams at 9-2. This is interesting. Denver is favored by 5. The game is in Kansas City. Can they pull it off and beat Peyton Manning hosting the Broncos? I don't know. That'd be kind of, I think that'd be an interesting game to watch. It's one of those late Sunday afternoon games. All right, good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Happy Turkey Day, too.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.